communication.
Item 483, request of Kim Smith to address council regarding Greater Portland Sustainability Education Network.
Good morning.
Yeah,
why don't you do that? Since all three of you are speaking on the same subject, you each get 3 minutes, but why don't you come up at the same time? That'd be great.
I'll read the other two. 484, request of Alfredo Gonzalez to address council regarding Greater Portland Sustainability Education Network. And 485, request of Ibrahim Ibrahim to address council regarding Greater Portland Sustainability Education Network.
And Jocelyn Gary... No show today. Okay, very good.
Her grandfather is passing away, sadly.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yep. So thank you very much for having us. My name is Kim Smith, and I'm the director of the Greater Portland Sustainability Education Network. And we would like to share with you our work, as well as give some updates on some projects we've done over the last few years. We met in council with you in 2015, and with obviously new commissioners, wanted to give you an update. So, understanding GIPSON itself, we are focused on the power of collective impact and wanting to make sure that we support collaboration across sectors. And in understanding the name, we're a network using sustainability education to create a greater Portland. All right? And so if you reference the annual report that you have there for 2016, I just want to point out that we are an RCE, which means a regional center of expertise on education for sustainable development. The Greater Portland region has been recognized as an RCE by the United Nations. In fact, we have some fellows here from Finland who have also been recognized, so that's nice to have international guests. So if, looking at the report, we've done a lot of progress in developing education and research, training opportunities, expanding our youth network and college networks, as well as outreach and media efforts to increase our public awareness campaigns, and a variety of events, trying to advance Portland's story around sustainability, as well as increasing opportunities for more folks to get engaged. So in looking through the report, as well as some future opportunities, we've received a lot of focus from other countries and other cities around the U.S., and we're hoping that we can achieve more. And we recognize there are limits in capacity, limits in funding, but we'd love to have some greater support and some ideas on how to increase cross-sector collaboration to advance formal and community education, workforce training, and public awareness campaigns that address issues of sustainable development. And so one of the events that's coming up in the second handout, in the small handouts that I gave you, focus on World Environment Day. I don't know if you remember that Portland hosted World Environment Day in 2013. So we are going to be hosting a global goals fair. So the other handout you have are the sustainable development goals. So if you haven't been following Agenda 2030 or the sustainable development goals, this is an incredible effort for Portland to be highlighted. Countries around the world are trying to achieve these goals, and our focus is to think about what can we do on a regional level and on a local level to help advance those efforts. So this event is happening. We are going to be highlighting 17 groups focused on each of the goals that are doing great work in the region. So that's an invitation, of course, to attend, but also just to think about how can we align Portland initiatives and reporting structures so that we can tell the story at the state, national, and international level around these different 17 goals. So I look forward to working with you, and hopefully we'll have opportunities to achieve the goals together. I'm going to hand... I know in the order it was Alfredo, but we're going to have Ibrahim speak next on the youth network.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Ibrahim. My parents are immigrants from Sudan, and I'm the coordinator for the Egyptian High School Youth Network, and I'm a junior at Oregon Islamic Academy. So the role of youth and local sustainability is an important one, and although Portland does harbor several opportunities for youth to get involved, those opportunities aren't advertised to them. And there's thousands of high school students in Portland public schools, but there aren't that many getting involved in sustainability opportunities. And so what the GIPSON Youth Network does strive for is to get those students who aren't already involved, involved. And part of that means to communicate to Portland public schools what we're trying to do and for them to promote our initiatives to the students. Now, beyond recruitment, what the Youth Network serves to do is promote sustainability education through the leadership of young people. We have accomplished a lot, including sending me to a global RCE conference in Indonesia to talk about our work here in Portland. But there's still a lot more that we can do. We do plan on partnering with other youth groups established under other organizations. We've actually started doing that already with World Affairs Council and Model UN. But we also want to get involved with local government. Trying to address local sustainability issues along with the local government as high school students would serve as a method to incentivize other high school students who aren't already involved to get involved. They'd feel that their voices are being heard, that they're going to be empowered, and that they're important. And if the current members will feel those that way, they'll tell their friends to join the network. And that sort of expansion of the network would lead to more youth involvement in sustainability and beyond in Portland and hopefully across the United States. And that's the goal. And this helps, like I said, with recruitment and students getting involved in local sustainability. And that's all I have to say.
Excellent. Thank you.
I have a question. Have you reached out to the Multnomah Youth Commission?
I have been in contact with them. And I've met with them a couple of times. And hopefully in the near future we'll be engaged in more conversation.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I just ask a question? Were you at the MET fundraiser on Saturday night?
Yeah, we shook hands and we exchanged some words.
Mayor, I had a chance to say a few words, and there were a lot of young people there, and I encouraged the young people to go up to the adults in the room, get a card, and ask someone to open a door, be a mentor, provide a career path. And as I was leaving, one person came up to me, and it was this young man.
Oh, that's great.
So I appreciate that you took advantage of that, and Santa Lawrence is in the process of setting something up.
Awesome.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Alfredo Gonzalez Valenzuela, and I am originally from Peru. I am here representing the Gypsum Network, but I also work for the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I'm a recent PSU graduate, and I just wanted to touch a little bit on how the college network is an important piece of Gypsum. And it's made up really of different higher educational institutions. It happens to be Portland State, Portland Community College, University of Portland, Lewis and Clark, among other universities. And the points that I really wanted to touch on is how we engage communities of color. I really appreciate, Mayor Wheeler, your enthusiasm to be able to reach these 100 renewable energy goals. And part of the reason why the CAP, the Climate Action Plan, was so successful is because we were able to engage communities of color in the planning process and how to reach these goals. So for me, it's really important to engage these communities as we move forward to the goals that we seek. And so in order to engage those residents, it's important to bring an international component that acknowledges the roots of people. So that is one of the strategies that we're working with the college network, is how we unify our strengths in order to accomplish these 17 goals. A second piece of that is how we support diverse students to get hired, like myself, into institutions and in the environmental workforce in general, and retain them and promote them as well. And so for me, it's very important to have a space where I'm able to meet people like Ibrahim and people that are also at PSU, so that we collaborate and we share resources and mentor and support each other to move forward as a unit. But that gets to the second piece, or the third piece, I mean, is, how do we do this work beyond just Portland, and how in the future people like me can learn all these things about sustainability that we really are not educated about in the underdeveloped world, and how people like me can go on to go to different countries, go back to Peru, for example, and move forward in sustainable development goals as well, because it's a mutual collaboration that has to happen globally. So once again, thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to more collaboration and this type of work.
We appreciate your coming in. This excellent testimony.
I just want to comment that I think your being hired is one of the missing pieces that we've been hoping for. That we've had this presentation before in 2015, and yet there wasn't that much connection with city government. So although I support your desire to go back to Peru, I hope you'll just visit and then come back here, because we really need you here. And having a young person or young people under Dr. Smith's guidance to further this work is something that I know that everyone on the council holds dear. So thank you very much for the work that you're doing.
You're welcome. And Alfredo is on our board of directors, so we're having a lot of great leadership coming from across ages, across regions, and I'm grateful for his support, and thank you for that comment.
Thank you. Congratulations on your success. We sure appreciate it.
How many students are involved with gypsum?
Well, across the whole region, over 200 at least, but there's a whole big listserv that they get lots of different outreach and communication and cross-promotion, so it's hard to kind of count who's actually attending. When we have events, it's 30, 40 people.
Is it mostly high school students?
The college network, the youth network is a different number, but the college, yeah. We have both the college network and then as well as different professional. We have a think tank, so we have a lot of professionals that are doing research on that level. So each one has a different set of numbers.
Okay.
I'm sorry for not having that.
That's okay. I'm just curious.
I don't know if you do for youth numbers.
We have 7 members for the high school network. And then, but everyone has their own circle where we bring to events, so every event would have like 30, 40 people.
I met with a fledgling high school, district-wide high school-based environmental group yesterday, so I'm just...
Oh, good.
Wondering if there's an opportunity there. So
yes, and we have a whole listserv and connection, and you'll see on the both handouts, the report and the card, and it says to get involved, just go to gypsum.org. And feel free to send introductions, and we'll be sure to connect them with the right people.
Thank
you. I just have one more suggestion, and that is to reach out to Momentum Alliance, which is the new the new diversity and civic leadership group within the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, and they have a lot of young people, particularly people of color. I see Alfredo nodding, so that would be a great connection for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll teach you. You come in to testify, and we give you homework.
That's perfect. Of course, we'd love to have retirees and people of all ages and expertise involved as well, so glad to have our youth with us, but want to also invite others to participate.
Thank you so much for sharing it with us this morning. We appreciate it very much.